Just as a backyard stream in Anne Arundel or Baltimore County is connected to the Inner Harbor, Chesapeake Bay, and eventually the Atlantic Ocean, so too are we humans. We depend on each other in so many ways. But what about the animals and plants with whom we share our ecosystem? How are we connected to them? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Here at the National Aquarium, we're active partners in efforts to improve the health of our local waterways for the benefit of all living things. On this program, we've lately been diving down to explore what's swimming below the surface of the Inner Harbor. Today, we're looking up. What birds can be found flying in the skies over Baltimore? And how are they, too, connected to the water that gives life to us all? From mountains to shores and everywhere in between, Maryland offers a rich variety of habitats for birds, upwards of 450 species, according to the Audubon Society. And when we talk about bird habitats, we must include cities like Baltimore, for 80% of our country is urbanized. Last year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recognized Baltimore as an urban bird treaty city, joining 22 other cities across the country that are committed to preserving bird habitats by encouraging native plants and controlling invasive species. The effort also emphasizes reducing hazards for birds and engaging citizen scientists in monitoring birds and their habitats. Here in downtown Baltimore, red-winged blackbirds, ospreys, and Baltimore orioles, of the non-baseball variety, are commonly observed at the Audubon Center in Patterson Park. On the aquarium campus, we were pleased to find a family of night herons nesting in a pine tree in the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Waterfront Park. Their presence indicates that they were likely able to fulfill their diet of small fishes, amphibians, crustaceans, and aquatic insects right here, just steps from downtown Baltimore. For all of us interested in the health of our local waters and ecosystems, this is a very good sign. Herons are a family of long-legged wading birds that also includes egrets and bitterns. While they're found all over the world, Maryland provides a great home for an array of birds in the heron family. In addition to black-crowned night herons, we have yellow-crowned night herons, great blue herons, and snowy egrets. Green herons also pass through our state in the spring, summer, and fall. Black-crowned night herons are year-round residents, nesting in marshes and wetlands throughout the Chesapeake Bay region. They nest and breed in colonies, and avid birdwatchers have recently spotted colonies near the Inner Harbor. As their name implies, night herons feed after dark, stalking the shallows for unsuspecting prey like crabs and small fishes, which they snatch up with their stout bill. Night herons spend their days hidden in foliage and trees. Spotting this reclusive bird isn't easy. But if you do sight a stocky, 2-foot-tall bird in a black tuxedo, with red eyes, apricot-colored feet, and a strange night call, you can check the black-crowned night heron off your list of Maryland's best bird characters. At the National Aquarium, we're committed to doing our part to provide protected urban habitats for herons and other birds, not to mention the fishes, crabs, eels, and other species that make a home in our local waters. We plant native grasses and trees around our waterfront campus with the express intent of creating appropriate habitats for these and other majestic birds. To learn more about animals that live here in the Chesapeake Bay region and the aquarium's efforts to improve water quality in the Inner Harbor, please visit aqua.org/ourwaterfrontfuture. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.